Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade was higher across the board on this Friday afternoon, up 4.5 to 5 cents in corn, with March corn up 4.75 at 3.87 3/4. Beans closed up 6 to 8 cents, with November, which would be next year's new crop, 9.70 up 5 3/4. And then wheat was up anywhere from 9 to 12.5 cents, with July of 15, 9 1/4 higher at 5.68 1/4. Hedge funds were big buyers across the board today, 5,000 corn and wheat contracts each, and then about 10,000 beans, helping lift those grains higher. Now, there's mixed reports out of China and their bean buying. One group says that their exports have slowed dramatically due to the fact that the China economy has gone down. It's down 7.5% in 2014. And the other half of it is that there's they're still crushing record numbers of beans. So it's kind of hard to tell if the market is actually a negative or positive. We do know that they're buying less beans overall and the export market slowed down, but they're still using a lot. So kind of mixed signals there. And then wheat was higher today, 9 to 12 cents higher, on the fact that some cooler temperatures are around the corner.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The markets will be closed Monday due to the holiday, but we will open back up Monday evening for the Tuesday session trade. With that will come the NOPA crush report. The January crush number is expected to be 162.6 million bushels, and that will be out Tuesday morning. Last month was a little bit bigger in December, but this will be the fourth largest, or is expected to be the fourth largest crush number on record, and that partially explains some of the bullishness we've seen in beans over the last couple months. Hedge funds here, they're still short wheat and beans, long corn, long about 530 million bushels of corn. As the corn prices come down, the hedge funds have kind of viewed that as a safe play long term. Then if you look at the fact that grain sorghum is priced higher than corn, the idea is that will soon change. If people quit growing corn, then that will help the market out. Other outside markets such as crude oil and the metals markets are also supporting grains. Crude oil up about $1.38 in March. Gold and silver both higher. Gold up $8, silver up 50 cents. And overall, that's bullish for the commodity complex as a whole.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping the markets, April live cattle up 210 at 153.22, June up 215 at 146.02, March feeder cattle up 355 at 203.85, April up 295 at 203.25, April lean hogs up 152 at 66.02, May up 147 at 76.12. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat closing up 8 3/4 at 562 3/4. July up 9 1/4 at 568 1/2. March Chicago wheat up 11 3/4 at 533. May up 9 1/2 at 529 1/4. March corn up 4 1/4 at 387 1/4. July up 4 1/2 at 402 3/4. March soybeans up 6 3/4 at 990 1/2. May up 8 at 994 3/4. March cotton up 22 at 62.70, May up 51 at 63.32. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.